Welcome to Who Is My Neighbor, a podcast about what it looks like to love your neighbor. In season four, we are sharing reflections from this year's Advent devotional, Advent in Durham, Watching for Your Dawn.
Today is the 11th day of Advent.
Romans, the 16th chapter, 25th through the 27th verse. I commit you to God, who is able to make you strong and steady in the Lord, just as the gospel says, and just as I have told you. This is God's plan of salvation for you Gentiles, kept secret from the beginning of time. But now, as the prophets foretold, and as God commands, this message is being preached everywhere, so that people all around the world will have faith in Christ and obey him. To God, who alone is wise, be the glory forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As I was reading this scripture, I was thinking that we have a choice to make in life. We either choose to hear the message from the messenger that God sent, or we choose not to. We must go through Jesus before we can get to God. God had a plan for all people, and he did not discriminate. It was a message of repentance, salvation, his death, and resurrection. You see, as men and women of God and God's messengers, we must go out in the hedges and byways. Let me break this down for you in terms of today. The streets and the communities to preach and teach God's words to everyone. Sometimes we find that people are not ready and will reject the word of God and the messenger, but we still must go forth. I believe the rejection will come because we do not have a relationship with him. We must study the word, trust the word, and have faith in the word. Faith? Now, if we see all things, why would we need God? Trust and believe this. Without God, we are nothing. I encourage and remind you that God is our source. He's coming back. He sent his son Jesus to remind us of this. We don't have forever, but we have now. God is all we need. He is strong and mighty and deserves all of our praise.
The Who Is My Neighbor podcast is a production of Durham Cares, a nonprofit that mobilizes Durham residents to love their neighbors. Learn more at www.durhamcares.org.